morning. Welcome to After Deadline. My name is Kathleen Strecker. I'm the editor of Coast Weekend at the Daily Astorian. And I'm happy to have today, as a guest on our show, Tara Mestrich. She's the program coordinator for Childcare Resource and Referral on the Coast. So welcome, Tara. Thanks so much for doing the show.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad to talk to you because this is an issue that I haven't gotten to talk about with many people before. There's an agency here locally that can help people with their childcare needs and vice versa, help childcare providers with what they need. So we're going to talk a lot about that this morning, find out what goes on. So first of all, give us a little bit about your background, how you got into this, and how long you've worked there.
Great. I've been working for the Child Care Resource and Referral since August of 2009. Prior to that position, I've worked mostly in the field of early childhood education, worked as a family support worker for Healthy Start for the past 10 years, and within the school districts, taught preschool for a while, and actually had my own in-home child care business for a while when my daughter was young.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. And I should say, I know Tara from when our daughters were little, they took dance classes together. So that's how we first met. And that was very fun. So tell us about what Child Care Resource and Referral does in the community.
We are here to support the child care providers and the parents within the community seeking child care. One of the different things that we do is we provide referrals to the parents, and we train child care providers. We give classes, community-based classes, and help child care providers get enrolled with the Oregon Registry and the Child Care Division, which is a licensing agency.
Okay. And so how many people do you work with in the agency?
Well, within our staff, we have four staff members. We have myself, which covers Tillamook and Clatsop County. Mm-hmm. I'm the coordinator for both. I do all of the referrals for both counties. Wow. I do all of the PR for the two communities. I connect with community resources and different agencies and keep the providers and parents informed with what's going on in the community. Mm-hmm. Related to child development and child care.
Okay, and so it's just you for Clatsop and
yes.
Tillamook
County. And then we also cover Lincoln County. We have three staff members in Lincoln County. We have our director, which is Nina Roll, and she covers all aspects of all three counties, and she has two assistants that handles the consulting part of it and works directly with the parents and providers and also assist me on occasion with different types of training and resources.
Okay, but otherwise for these two northern counties, it's pretty much all you, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of work. So here in Clatsop County, where's your office located?
We are located at the OSU Extension Office at 2001 Marine Drive.
Okay.
Our office hours are from 9 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. A lot of times I'm in and out of the office because I do travel back and forth to Tillamook. So we do return calls within 48 hours.
Okay.
When people call in.
Now, you're located in the Oregon State Extension Office. Are they part of your agency?
Yes.
Or how
we
they
are
relate?
A program. We're kind of umbrellaed under the OSU Extension Office.
Okay. All right. And so how do you come up with how do you keep a database or a list or however you do it of what child care providers are available in Clatsop and Tillamook counties?
We get referrals. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, how do you come up with, how do you find out who's offering child
care? We recruit through the paper, okay. And we also have a newsletter that we offer that we send out to child care providers. We try to offer the trainings every month, the child care overview trainings for providers that are interested in becoming licensed.
Okay.
And then also we get a lot of referrals through the Department of Human Services. People wanting to either seeking child care or wanting to become child care providers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then do you actually go to each child care provider and make up a list of what they offer sort of thing? Or how do you find out what each one offers?
each childcare provider mm-hmm. offers. We have different types of childcare. We have registered childcare. We have in-home family childcare. It really depends on what kind of service they want to provide. Mm-hmm. We support the centers in the community and also the in-home providers. We also have what's called exempt providers. You can be a childcare provider in Oregon and not be licensed, but you're only limited to 3 children in your home without that license. Mm-hmm. So in our referral agency, we basically list all the providers that want to be in our database mm-hmm. and the different types of care we do, and that's how we share that information with parents.
Okay.
And they can access our program through the OSU Extension website.
Oh, cool.
And also through just flyers within the three counties.
Okay, what's that website address in case anybody's listening who's interested?
It's extension.oregonstate.edu.
Okay.
And cool. There's a link that just says for parents and providers.
Okay. So let's say somebody, you hear of somebody offering the child care. Do you actually go out and make a visit to them so you can see what it is they offer? Or do you just take their information and put it on a list?
Actually, we don't do site visits.
Okay.
Most of our contact with the provider is over the phone or at our community-based trainings.
Okay.
We're just not funded at a level where we can go out and do visits.
That I can see.
I tried, though, when our licensing specialists are down and they're doing their annual updates, I try to go out on occasion with her and meet the providers and get to know them face-to-face because, like I said, most of our contact is over the phone.
Yeah, okay. So now, how does it work with, is there another state agency that does all the regulation, the licensing and stuff? Do you guys do any of that or you just keep the list?
No, we don't regulate. The Child Care Division of the Oregon Child Care Department is the one that does all of the licensing except for the non-exempt child care providers.
Okay.
They monitor all the compliance, investigate all the regulatory complaints.
Okay. Do you have just on you right now or off the top of your head just a kind of an overview of what's required to be a licensed child care provider?
Yes. One of the requirements is to take the child care overview class, which we offer every month. You're also required to take the infant child CPR and first mm-hmm. aid class, to have an Oregon food handler's card, and to also take a class called Recognizing and Reporting Child Abuse and Neglect, which we also teach every month.
Oh, okay. So you're the agency that gives them the resources to be licensed.
Yes, we are kind of the support system for both the parents and the providers.
Okay. Are there any nutrition requirements that they have to meet?
Actually, the other part of our training that we offer is that they're also required to take 8 hours of early childhood education every 2 years.
Okay.
So we try monthly to offer some type of class under nutrition, safety, social emotional development, positive guidance, things like that.
Okay, very cool. So then how do families typically reach you if they're in need of finding childcare?
Well, either they find us through our website or the flyers that we distribute throughout the three counties. A lot of times we get referrals from families through DHS, the Department of Human Services, mm-hmm. when parents are going in to look for subsidized child care or are seeking work. They are really good about referring them to us.
Oh, good.
For support.
Awesome. And then they could also just call or walk in.
Yes, too. Definitely.
Okay. So if somebody were interested in starting up a childcare business, obviously you've got the tools to help them get mm-hmm. started. What sort of things, is there like a checklist that you walk them through? Or
yes. Yeah. At the Oregon, or at the overview class that we provide, we go over the rules and regulations of becoming licensed. And we also cover how to set up your business, how to write policies and procedures. We give them information on how to set up their environment and to kind of see it as a profession and not just babysitting. Mm-hmm. And also to make sure that they know what resources are out there and how to do it at a low cost where they're mm-hmm. not it's spending a lot of money to have a high quality daycare.
Yeah, for people who don't have kids of the age that need childcare at this point, what's it cost on average for a month of childcare?
Well, it really depends. some people charge hourly, some people charge monthly. It's so different. Mm-hmm. I think for our three counties, the average is anywhere from $2.75 to $4 an hour.
Okay.
And it just depends on the type of service that they're providing is kind of the amount that people are willing to pay. So if it's high-end care mm-hmm. and it's structured and they're running it that way, they're more than likely willing, parents are willing to pay mm-hmm. that higher-end price.
Got it. Okay. And so you do obviously provide a lot of professional development training.
Yes.
So what types of classes you've listed several. Are there other ones that that we might not know about?
No, not really. We try to put them in the paper under our 4-H extension mm-hmm. calendar, mm-hmm. the classes that we offer. If it's not something that I can teach, we contract out. We get different instructors from different areas that provide the service to the
providers. Okay. And is it mainly child care providers who are taking these, or can
yes.
anybody take it?
We open up our recognized and reporting child mm-hmm. abuse class to anybody interested. We do have a lot of businesses that need that training for their job, so that's mm-hmm. open to the public. We also encourage parents to come if it's a subject that's related
okay.
to child development.
Oh, yeah, cool. So can you give any figures on how many child care providers there are in Clatsop County? And I know that's hard to do because, as you say, you've got many different types of them. But like, how many people are, or how many places are offering child care? And then how many total spots for children are there?
Okay. As of June of 2010, our reports show that we had 45 providers with a total of 762 slots.
Oh, great.
Which is capacity. Mm-hmm. But the benchmark is 25 slots per 100 kids. And Clatsop County, as of June 30th, there were only 14 slots per 100 kids.
Oh, wow.
Which basically shows we need more child care providers.
Yeah. And I think it's been pretty obvious just to, you know, on the surface for a long time. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yes. And we also have a lack of infant care, extended hour care, and weekend care. Mm. So that's really what we've been trying to recruit and mm-hmm. encourage providers to do, mm-hmm. Especially in the Seaside, Cannon Beach, Gearhart area. We have a lack of providers in that area, also in the Napa area. So those are kind of where we've been focusing lately to get some new providers in those areas.
Yeah, okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to remember hearing talk about something going in at Gray School.
Yes, there's a brand new facility called Little Sprouts Academy that's ran under Parks and Rec, and I believe in connection with the college and the school mm-hmm. district.
Great. So is that part of your system too? I mean...
No, but we have assisted them in several different things, and also they've had staff attend some
okay.
of our training.
Oh, great. So. Well, it's good to know that that's there too.
Yeah.
And they do infants too, right?
They do.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Now there are plenty of tax credits that working parents or can take advantage of in certain situations. And I know that you helpfully sent me some information before this interview, so at least I know they're out there.
Yes.
But what can you tell us just, you know, briefly about what tax credits are available?
Well, in Oregon, working parents may be eligible for federal and state tax dollars. There are many different options depending on the family circumstances. The IRS estimates, though, that 1/4 of eligible parents miss out because they either don't know they qualify or they don't know where to get the help or how to file. So mm-hmm. They should definitely look into that.
Yeah. And where can they go? Is there a website?
Well, we have a website. It's called www.oregonchildcare.org. And there's links to the tax credits there and how to get assistance with that. And also there's a couple different places in Clatsop County, the Astoria Senior Center and the Seaside Community Center do free tax services.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good. So that's the federals have the earned income tax credit. I know that. I'm not sure how it works exactly, mm-hmm. but it's there. Are there state tax credits also?
Yes.
Cool. All right. So overall, what's the sense of how the economy is affecting people, families, and their child care arrangements?
With the state budget crisis, has forced difficult funding decisions for many programs. One of the casualties of the child care subsidy cuts to low-income families in 2009 was the self-employed individuals. Mm. For many families, a child care subsidy is The only reason why they can pay for childcare or get assistance with childcare to continue to work, and there's been a big cut in that funding. And during a time of concern about unemployment rates and the economy recovery, it's been more important than ever for low-income families to be able to access those funds and to be able to afford quality childcare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I can see that. And how big of an industry is childcare in the state? I mean, it's has an effect on the economy one way or another, right?
Yes, definitely.
It's, I think, something I was running across saying it's what, like, the, I want to say the 17th largest employment sector in the state. So, yeah, it's up there.
It's such a need.
Yeah, no kidding. So, do you have a list of things that if people are shopping around for childcare, what should they look for in a quality childcare provider?
They should look for someone who is driven to make it successful, a provider who cares about their education, that attends those trainings, that wants those services for the kids, somebody that's structured, somebody that has good references. That's important to ask for those things, ask for references, do a visit, do a site visit at the home, and really, you know, get to know the provider.
Yeah, definitely important. And people should probably just feel, make, just, it's kind of a gut feeling, right? If you're comfortable, or if something rings a little instinctual warning bell and tells you something you just don't feel right about it, then you should move on and look for someplace else, right?
A lot of times parents will call me and say, well, I feel uncomfortable about asking that question, you know, do they have guns in their homes, things like that. And I tell them, I said, I'll do it with you, or I'll call for you, or we can do that together, because those are important. You shouldn't be afraid to ask those sensitive questions, because any good childcare provider would willingly give you that information.
That's true. And that is great. Just that right there is a great resource to have, just somebody to back you up and, you know, help you make those hard decisions. If you are just tuning in, this is After Deadline, and I'm Kathleen Strecker from the Daily Astorian, talking with Tara Mestrich of Child Care Resource and Referral. So, well, going on, let's see, you have a list of upcoming classes, is that right?
I do.
Yeah, what's going on?
One of the things that we offer child care providers is a quarterly newsletter that goes out, and it has all kinds of tips and ideas on childcare issues. And we post all of our classes for Class Up Tillamook and Lincoln County within that newsletter, so providers know when trainings are coming up. We also post it in the paper as much as possible, so people can find out that way, and they can also go to our website and pull up the newsletter. The classes that we have coming up in March is we have the next child care overview class, and that's the class where you learn how to become licensed and get those basic resources to starting your business. And that will be Tuesday, March 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. the OSU Extension Office here in Astoria. We also have a class in schedule for Tillamook on Thursday, March 17th from 3 to 6 p.m., and that's for the same class, the Child Care Overview. We have a class coming up, Recognize and Reporting Child Abuse. That's another class we offer monthly. The class update will be March 10th, which is a Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., and the one scheduled for Tillamook is March 17th, which is a Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., and then one of the other classes that we have going on here in Clatsop is called In the Mix, and we have three sessions of that class, and that will be Saturday, March 5th, and that's focusing on school-age children, working with school-age children in the child care industry, which is sometimes difficult for child care providers. Kids are in school all day, they get out, they go straight to daycare, and sometimes it's harder to keep those children engaged after being in school all day. So it's a really great class.
Yeah. Now, where do you get your instructors for the class? Do you teach every class?
Or? I don't teach every class. I would love to, but there's time constraints. We contract them out through different areas. Portland State University has a training the trainer trainer training program where people can that have that same background can get trained in different subjects. They have a list that they provide that we can access trainers all over Oregon. So we contract out trainers through that. We also share trainers within Tillamook and Lincoln County, which is nice.
Oh, very good. Okay. Give us that website address and your phone number one more time so we got that out there.
Okay. Our phone number, we have two numbers. We have our local number, which is 503-325-1220. And we have a toll-free number, which is 1-877-333-4960. Also, we have, and that's for both Tillamook and Clatsop County.
Okay. All right.
And the web, the web address is osuextension.oregonstate.edu.
Okay. And let's see. For your classes, is there a charge to take those?
Right now, we offer our classes for free. With budget restraints, we might be having to charge a small fee after June of this year. But right now, they're free.
Gotcha. Now, the child care overview class, you hold that every month?
Every month.
Is that something that providers are required to take every month? Or how often?
That's just to get information on how to become licensed. It is one of the requirements if you're becoming licensed. Mm-hmm. I also encourage providers that that don't want to be licensed, that just are exempt providers or DHS listed providers, to attend the class just to get all the information about starting your business.
Gotcha. Now, I know for a lot of people, the easiest way to go about childcare is just, have grandma babysit or a neighbor or something like that. So why should people want to invest in paying for high quality childcare? I mean, sometimes, circumstances are what they are, but some people really seek out and want to put their children in a high quality daycare as opposed to just having a friend or relative watch them. So what are the advantages and disadvantages?
Well, in our work to raise the level of professionalism in the child care field, we don't like to refer the term babysitter. Mm-hmm. Child care providers are actively educating our young children in different types of setting, whether they think they are or not. That's why we want to improve the quality of child care for all children, wherever they are in whatever environment that they're in. Mm-hmm. Research shows that early childhood environments have a significant impact on the healthy development of children, their readiness to learn and their success in school and then later on in life. Mm-hmm. So I think the key is that, our providers really want to be educated. They really want to support these children. And by doing that, there's been great outcomes of success with our children in the future when they're in these situations, better high school graduation rates, lower teen pregnancies, and just better quality jobs and incomes when these children are put in these environments and learning at such a young age.
Oh, very good. And I know that in this area, there are possibilities for everything for, a standalone child care center down to the in-home non-licensed providers and everything in between, right?
Yes.
How many, can you give us just a rough number of how many of the child care centers there are?
Yeah, we have, I believe, two centers in Astoria, one in Cannon Beach, and one in Seaside right now, which is actually the Parks and Recs after school program.
Okay.
We have a couple private preschools among the four areas, and probably about 15 to 16 in-home providers that are licensed. We have several that are just listed with DHS. Mm-hmm. And what listed means is it's separate from being licensed. Providers can enroll with the Department of Human Services to become listed to be able to accept subsidized child care payments.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Well, is there anything that we haven't touched on yet that you feel like that's a good thing for the public to know about your agency?
No, I just want to say thank you for inviting me to come and talk about it. It's nice to get the word out. We're still pretty new under the OSU umbrella. Hmm. Our program used to be under Caring Options, which went away for a while. So there was kind of some downtime where parents and providers didn't know how to contact us. So getting the word out is important.
That's good. And, you know, not to bring up a really, you know, gruesome subject or anything, but this area is pretty good as far as the quality of the care, right? We haven't had any horror stories.
No, not since I've been in this position, but parents can also access through the Oregon Child Care Division, a complaint history for licensed providers. So good if there's a concern or, you know, it is a small town, people talk, if they hear something or have a rumor, then they're always welcome to go to that website, to the Oregon Child Care Division, and look up complaint histories on registered child care providers.
Good to know. How about let's have that website and phone number one more time.
Okay. That is 503-325-1220, and our toll-free number is 1-877-333-4960, and our website is osuextension.oregonstate.edu.
All right. Well, great. Well, I'm glad to know that we've got the resources there because, let's say, you know, I could see myself as a new family moving to town needing the child care. You know, it's hard to get started and where to go and who to ask. So that's awesome. Does every county in the state have this sort of program?
Most counties, yes. And you can actually go to, there's another website. It's called www.oregonchildcaretraining.org to find trainings. And also it lists all of the different child care referral agencies within Oregon.
Oh, that is excellent. All right. Well, great. Thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us all about it. I think people are glad to know what's out there and where the resources are. So you've been listening to After Deadline, and we will talk to you again next week.